There is a sting to injustice. It just hurts when something unjust happens to you, and there's this sense that this is just wrong, and I've been wronged, or people are not being treated right. But it's especially troubling when it happens in the church, and it can happen in any church. There was injustice in the early church. There were two groups of Christians in that early church. They were all Jewish, but some were like the homegrown variety. They were called Hebrews. And then there were others who had been born and grew up outside of Judea or Galilee. And it was these Jewish people they called Grecian Jews. They had a different native language. Sometimes they dressed differently. Even in Jerusalem among the Jews, they had their own synagogue, which was called Synagogue of the Freedmen. And these were two groups that were within the church. There arose a controversy in the church because these two groups were not being treated equally in the daily distribution of food to the widows. Listen to what happened. Acts 6, verse 1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, It is not right that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brothers, choose out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, that we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. And they set them before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. You see, there arose a grumbling among the people, this undercurrent of complaining. And it was complaining about an injustice that was being done. I don't think it was purposeful, because where it says the widows were neglected, the Greek word neglected there means to look past. To look past something, and you don't see what's right in front of your eyes. And I think the apostles simply looked past and were neglecting them because they just didn't see them, just weren't aware of them. And it was wrong. So look what they did. They chose people to straighten this out. And you know, every one of those people that they chose had a Greek name: Stephen, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas. And they set things right. And they were just to everybody and did not take retribution against the Hebrews because they had neglected the Grecian widows, but they served all equally and the church prospered. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would help me to fight injustice. Lord, help me not to neglect people, to overlook them, to not pay attention to them in the church. It's an injustice. And I pray that you would always help me to be just in all things, to do what's right, and to walk humbly with you today, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.